It's Saturday night.
And it's gallery walk.
And we're at Hillbottom Pie.
I thought let's start out our gallery walk with a little pizza, and it's worth it.
Let's go around and see what's going on.
Let's find some art, Max.
I'm Cynthia Thomas.
I'm John Dash, your husband.
Cynthia does mixed media, pastels, and bronzes. I do the foundry work for her. I'm a full-service one-man foundry. If you go to mlce.net is our splash page, and from there you can get to our three different websites. There's one with her bronzes, a second one with her bronzes and mixed media, and a third one with the foundry. And here's pictures with descriptions, and you click in anywhere in each section to go to that particular website.
No, I do the mixed media, and I do the pastels on a pretty much a daily basis. Mixed media pieces come as they come. I have no, they just happen all the time. I don't have any discipline about them. I just do them frequently. And then the bronzes, I pretty much don't do much anymore because the economy. You know, it's just gotten hard to sell them. You know, people say, oh, gee, I'd rather, you know, make a down payment on a car than buy a $4,000 bronze. I've been in the gallery, I think this is my sixth year. It's my fifth cooperative gallery. You get a much better body of an artist's work in a cooperative gallery. The artists are here, like, you know, we're talking. And so it makes a big difference as far as having that kind of exposure to, you know, the public gets that, you know, with the artist. They can have that conversation. And that's basically it. You got questions? I'll answer them. I found out, not by my own, I didn't realize I was going on a shaman journey quest until I was way into it. But when I started doing the pieces in 1992, it was literally like you know, the fates, whatever, were just holding on to me and dragging me. The different shapeshifter animals came to me in dreams and meditations. I had no say in when they came. I could be in the middle of a piece and another one would come. I have a funny story about I never got a horse woman, because every time I tried, she'd jump, the piece would jump off the sculptor stand and be shattered on the floor. When I'd come in, it'd be all crushed and I'd have to put it all back together and everything. And the third time it happened, I said, oh, it doesn't want to be done. I'm done. I'm not doing it. Because people were asking for it. And instead of going inside and finding it, I was doing it from the outside and it didn't work.
Port Townsend Gallery, Ann Norton. I'm a weaver and spinner. I dye and spin the wool and alpaca on a spinning wheel. Okay, what I do is I start out with raw fiber right off the animal. I wash it, dye it, card it, which is aligning the fiber so that it's all in one direction. I have several spinning wheels, and so then I spin it, ply it, and then I weave with it. Color inspiration changes with the seasons. You know, in the fall, I really love the fall, my favorite season, so I do a lot of the fall colors. I'm inspired by nature, really. You know, in the spring, I mean, the new growth, the lime green and stuff, I just love it. The flowers are always an inspiration. Well, I have an idea of what it's going to look like, and I just hope that it's close, that it's usable. As an example, however, when we were getting ready to do the show here, we were trying to coordinate with Carol, who does the paintings. I mean, these are colors that are not in my usual palette, and so I really struggled with it, but I put on a warp for a scarf, and it wasn't working for me, so I cut it off. I did it the second time. Still didn't work for me. 3 days later, I finally took my scissors and really cut it up. I mean, it just didn't work for me. Never. I mean, this is like the first time it's ever that I really couldn't make it work. But it was just so far out of my comfort zone. You know, it's a palette that I just wasn't comfortable with. And I think maybe if it had been in the fall, I could have done it. But I'm already, my daffodils are already up. And I'm already in the spring and you know, and that just was a different color palette for me. So I really struggled with it.
My name's Bob Stem. I live in Squim, and I do oil paintings and graphite drawings. Have all my life. I don't know, I started in about the fifth grade and haven't stopped. It's what I do. No, I work from life. Life or my own photographs. For wildlife and stuff, I do the photography and then work from that. Pretty much piece things together from different photographs for wildlife. Like I might take a moose and put it in a different landscape from where it was. And things like that. I don't use anybody else's work. Been making my living at art all my life. Started out as a potter. Well, actually, I started out as a drawing and sculpture major in school in the 60s and didn't like the direction that the teachers were directing me, so I switched to pottery. Made my living as a potter for a while and then switched back to painting and drawing. Taught art for 30 years. And everything from kindergarten through 12, or through college level, actually. So I retired from teaching about 10 years ago and been just selling my art since. My website's rstem.com, and I'm in this gallery and the Gilbert District Gallery down in Seaside, Oregon, and also a gallery in New Mexico. This is Gallery 9.
Another gallery walk.
Max, that was so fun. You know, sometimes I'm not sure if I'm coming out for the art, the community, or just a fun night with you.
I am definitely just coming out for the whole shebang. Gallery walk, Eva.
Well, it's been a good one, and we'll see you next month.
Thank you so much for coming out with me.
You bet.
Remember, if you're at Gallery Walk and you see us, say hello.
Gallery Walk is a KPTZ 91.9 FM production.
Ding, ding.